All right. All right, here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called
Stab. Oh my God, look how many people are here. This is not usual. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you so much. That was not prompted at all. They just stopped clapping. No problem. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? In seat number one, we have the very funny, the very talented, the very accomplished, busy Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor. He's a busy boy. So busy. On the show again, we have making his way to the stage. He's sitting right there. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Steve Ferris. Steve Ferris. And then again, this guy, Jesse Jones, still writing the show as he's going on stage. Still writing. I am your host, John Ross, and I'm chewing gum because I want to know that lady has nachos. That's right. All right, guys. Welcome to Stab, Johnny.
Hey, what's up?
What's new?
You know, just chilling.
Chilling. Yeah. You just had a did you have a comedy thing come out?
I did. Album? I had a single come out called Trump Sugar Sucks Tragic. You can get it. It's 3 minutes long. It's $1.29 on iTunes. All the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. So
yeah,
grab it up.
Yeah,
it's also hella funny. So
good, very good. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Stephen Ferris.
Hi.
How are you?
I think I'm doing well, yeah.
You think you're doing well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's new with you, Steve?
Just been working on this room in my house. I'm trying to turn it into a home office.
Okay.
And ripped out all the carpet and sanded the floor by hand.
Okay.
And then oiled it with hemp oil.
Ooh.
And then I also... painted the walls.
Okay.
And I'm almost done with that. Still have to do a second coat.
Okay.
On on one part.
Uh-huh.
And then, because like when I...
Yeah, what's next after that?
Are you serious or...
Yeah.
All right. So when I bought the house, like it's from the 50s, you know, and uh-huh. like somebody had like flipped it. Kind of, mm-hmm. and put in like these newer moldings and baseboards and stuff, and I don't like those.
Right.
So I had to take them out anyway to sand the floor, so I took them out, and now I'm getting like the original like streamline baseboards.
Okay.
And I oiled those with hemp oil too.
Wow.
And yeah.
And then what?
well,
you can stop. We can stop. All right. We'll talk about this another time. We'll put in the show notes. Very good, Steve Ferris. Thank you for being here again.
You're welcome.
We love you. Down at the end, Jesse Jones. I feel like it'd be your stripper name.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones.
Jesse Jones. Yeah, thanks for the long Stephen Ferris interview so I could finish writing my show.
That's very good. You got it.
It really no helped problem. Out.
Jesse, how have you been? I didn't ask you last
since
show.
Like 7 months ago. Oh, since for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I've been alone and afraid.
Okay.
This is my only creative outlet. So you robbed me of my identity, and it hurt a lot. Can we do the fucking show, please?
Sure. Sure. You know what I want to do? I want to play this. All right, here we go. Let's play Stab. There we go. We didn't play that last show. Let's play Stab.
Fuck. Fuck yeah.
Did that get your juices flowing, ladies? Okay. Primary question for all three of you. In a move to get himself even more hated, Donald the President unveiled in his proposed budget showing a decrease in funding towards Meals on Wheels, an organization that delivers meals to needy-ass elders. Boo.
If this program is cut, how do you guys propose we get food to old people's mouths?
I just wrote, let them die.
Okay. Yeah?
It's an option.
Okay. That's one option. Okay. How about you, Steve? How do you propose we get food to the old people?
I also, how long was this supposed to be?
It's very, very quickly.
Oh, really?
All right.
I'll put the, I also kind of like went from like Trump's point of view. I was saying we should open it up to the private sector or let the states decide.
Okay. You could, I actually want to hear it. Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Is there anything in there about what you're going to do next on your home?
No.
Okay, good. Go ahead and read it.
Don't read it?
No, go ahead and read it. Jesse needs more time to write the rest of his prompts. So.
All right, it's not that long. It's like half a page.
Okay. Let's hear it.
In the spirit of the president's budget, I recommend that we open this service to the private sector or let the states decide. You get all these new startups.coms and what have you. Postmates, Grubhub, Instacart, Zucal, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Seamless, Domino's. And they have pasta and stuff too. Even McDonald's is getting into it. So, I mean, you already have all these businesses stepping up to the plate before the budget was even announced. I think the writing was on the wall. We don't need Meals on Wheels anymore. It's obsolete.
Okay.
You know the weirdest part about that is true. I actually like agree with that. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
Good job, Steve.
But yeah, wow. Old people don't have apps, though, so it's going to be tough. So,
just got to teach people.
Yeah. Teach them. Jesse Jones, how are we going to get food to the oldsters?
Well, oddly, I tried to write a joke.
That's new for you. That's really new for you.
Well, I mean, many forward-thinking seniors, knowing that this time would likely be coming someday, have already been working on a replacement system, implementing improvised drive-through service in many of our nation's farmers' markets.
Very good. I see what you did there. That brings us to our segment we usually do first, called This Was Today Once. Johnny Taylor, on this date, 1942, Dick Pound, Canadian lawyer and academic, was born. Dick Pound. Also on this very date, 1997, Tara Lipinski, aged 14 years old, 10 months, becomes the youngest woman's world figure skating champion. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
In tandem. Well, John, to commemorate Pound Lipinski Day, we traveled to the fictional plantation state of Tara in the great state of Georgia from Gone with the Wind. Being that it's a fictional state, we can't really go there because planes don't fly to made-up places. So instead, we go there in our minds. I ask now the audience to close their eyes and imagine a beautiful Georgia morning. The birds are chirping and the peach trees are in full bloom. You're on a porch sitting in an old rocking chair enjoying the finest selection from Bartles and James. Down in the distance, there's an ice skating rink. You're very surprised that the ice isn't melting because of the balmy Tara climate. You're not overly concerned because you realize it's all in your mind. This is a place where you've banged Katy Perry before. So anything can happen. Ice does not have to melt here. On the skating rink, you see a life-size penis performing a flawless triple lutz. You lean back in your rocking chair, and you can't describe what you feel with any word other than happiness.
Very good. Let's go there. Let's
done.
Go. We
done
need
now.
A. We need an artist rendering of that. If anyone out there. Steve Ferris, on this date, 1622, the Jamestown Massacre. Algonquins kill 347 English settlers around Jamestown, Virginia, a third of the colony's population during the Second Anglo-Powhatan War. I know how to read. No, I don't. Also, on this very date, 2016, Fife Dog, American rapper of a tribe called Quest, died of diabetes. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
So, all right, you got tribes, right?
Right.
Quests, 347 dead. That's a lot of blood. Guess she's not a Virginia anymore.
What? Okay, I see.
It happened
in
Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, and then, yeah. 347, that's a popular stroker displacement for a small block Ford V8. It's a 5.0, but it either has an aftermarket crank or a custom machined stock crank to make the stroke of the piston longer, thereby increasing the displacement from 302 cubic inches to 347.
Good to know.
Now, we all know how much rappers love 5.0s. From Vanilla Ice's Rolling in My 5.0 to Will Smith's You Saw My Blinker, Bitch. The 5.0 has been immortalized in the heads of hip-hop aficionados all over the place. But I figure a guy who had diabetes is always wanting more, and they love sweets, so of course he would install a sweet 347 stroker kit in his 5.0. Then name each cubic inch after one of the settlers that were killed as a tribute to them. So that's what I want to do today. Just got to make sure we don't get beaten in a stoplight race by a Native American in a Pontiac.
All right. Very good, Steve. Very good. Yes. Jesse Jones.
Yes.
On this date, 1903, Niagara Falls runs out of water.
Wow. It was a car going the wrong way that on car 16th was going, Street.
Yeah. That happens a lot. That happens.
And then people honk, and it's like, what are you going to do, levitate the fucking car? You got to go or you got to go.
They figured it out. We have alleys.
That's good. Okay, now where were we?
On this date, 1903, Niagara Falls runs out of water because of a drought. You know what else is today? Today is International World Water Day. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Drought. Oh, no. No, sweet, simple Jonathan. What the people of New York witnessed in 1903 was no drought at all. You see, Jonathan, on this day, 22 March, World Water Day, in which the global community pays its tribute to the World Water Council, bow down, dry and parched. And arise again, dripping in salvation. Since the invention of moisture, the World Water Council has held control over this planet's water supply. And it is on World Water Day when the council reminds everyone who's really in control. Do you enjoy a fine soup? The WWC says you're welcome. And watch your step. How about a delicious beverage of, say, any kind? It is the benevolent benefactors at the council which make it so. Do you prefer your dirty number twos be swept away? In a gush of crystal clear porcelain rinse? If the World Water Council wished it, your turds would pile high and dry for eternity. A constant smelly reminder of your creeping mortality, for which you might even shed a tear, if the World Water Council so graciously allowed you the fluids with which to do so. And so on this World Water Day, why not spend the day reflecting on your luck? Count your blessings. And don't you dare think about setting up a barrel to collect any rainwater outside, or we will set your home on fire. And good luck trying to find anything to put that out.
Very good. That was. This was. Today. Once. This next segment is called something, and it's called reorganization. Please take this existing acronym. Reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym is P90X. P90X. What does it mean to you, Johnny? P90X.
All right. P90X now stands P now stands for piss.
Okay.
90 stands for 90 years old.
Okay.
And X stands for ex-wife. It's a new program rolled out by the Trump administration, making it mandatory to urinate on your elderly former spouse. Okay. That could be real.
Why do we have to wait for them to be 90? Okay, go ahead. I get it.
Meals on Wheels. Take this piss. I'm done.
You're done. Okay, good. Very good. Thank you. Johnny Taylor. Clap for him. Sorry for interrupting. Glad you're so close to me. I get to feel your arms. Ooh. Okay, Steve Ferris, what does P90X mean to you?
Okay. Suzuki, famous in the U.S. for its motorcycles, but infamous for its cars, is trying again. The Suzuki Swift, a.k.a. Chevrolet Sprint, a.k.a. Geo Metro, a.k.a. Chevrolet Metro, a.k.a. Pontiac Firefly, a.k.a. Suzuki Coltis, a.k.a. Suzuki Forza, was popular with the poor and with fuel misers for its stellar economy, but is perceived by the public at large as a punchline and a death trap. The Suzuki Samurai, a.k.a. Chevrolet Samurai, Holden Drover, Suzuki Marathi, Suzuki Gypsy, Santana, Samurai. It's got a bunch of other names.
You can talk about your house more if you want. Yeah, right. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, that one was popular with off-roaders, but in the 90s, when SUVs were getting hot, they replaced it with the arguably cute X90. So we're getting there.
All right. All right. I'll be patient. The P stands for patience.
A little round two-seater with a removable top. Rated as number 13 in a list of the 20 worst cars of all time by Top Gear. You know, so you hardly ever see them. They didn't sell a lot of those. So P90X would be like a new version. You know, trying again. The X90, they only made from 95 to 97. So
well,
it's 3 years.
That.
And maybe now it's not real, but.
Maybe someone's listening.
This show's going exactly how I thought it was going to go.
All those other cars are real, but the P90X.
The Chevy Sprint was my first car. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, my dad had one.
Really? Let's talk about that later. Jesse Jones, what does P90X mean to you?
Well, P90X actually represents the highly unorthodox strategy employed by professional vintage gaming champion Neil Command Prompt Kirkwood to achieve an improbable Oregon Trail high score, which most professional gaming historians are certain will remain untouchable for generations to come. Kirkwood introduced the P90X strategy, or Purchase 9 Ox.
Powerful.
Beyond the perplexing opening expenditure of 9 oxen to pull his party's wagon, Kirkwood also chose to embark as the banker universally accepted as the most difficult profession to begin with, despite the initial monetary advantage. Kirkwood is also credited with popularizing the famous Atari Pitfall game strategy Taibo, or tap alligators evenly before overtaking. And he really had to stretch to make that anagram work.
Very, very good. That was P90X. Which now brings us to our next segment called the Topical Haiku Challenge. All right. Gentlemen, please have written 3 haiku in regard to the following story. On Monday, a San Francisco woman died after drinking poisonous tea that she bought in Chinatown. The tea contained aconite. Aconite, which is a wild plant, extremely toxic, according to the Journal of Clinical Toxicology, and is commonly called monk's hood, wolf's bane, or helmet flower. The plant is used in Asian herbal medicine to treat bruises, pain, and other conditions. Haiku, go. One at a time. Johnny Taylor.
My first haiku is called Little Teacup. Should I go?
Yes.
My little teacup, a delightful pick-me-up. I'm meeting God soon.
Very good. Stephen Ferris, your first of three haiku.
Okay, I didn't name them. I know okay. We've done that in the past, but okay.
That's all right.
Steve clearly didn't read the instructions.
It's totally fine. It's okay.
Well, I didn't see that instruction on this time, so.
He was busy wiping hemp oil on everything.
Yeah, okay. You know.
I'm just kidding. Okay, right. I thought that would work as a callback, but it's not. Okay. It just did not work.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's not this lady's night and the feeling's not right. Oh, aconite, dead.
Very good.
I love that. Nice.
Jesse Jones.
My first is titled Tip Clip Drip Slip. Helmet flower, monk's hood, very mysterious circumcision stances.
Very good, Jesse. I think that's the second time we've had one word that's a seven-syllable word. The second time.
Yeah. I don't know that circumcision quite count as a stances. Word, but yeah.
Is there a record, like a record book?
Yeah. I think we had lumpoproletariat once.
Oh, I have no idea what the fuck that means.
Your second?
This one's called Poison. A trip to China, but in my own neighborhood. Does this taste funny?
Steve, your second of three haiku.
Okay. Why can't the city get Batman to save me from Ra's al Ghul's wolfsbane?
I see.
That was like a plea.
Very good.
My second is titled One Thing or Another. If the tea doesn't kill you, the window duck will. Chinatown is weird.
Shall I go?
Yep. Yeah, sorry.
This one's called Walmart. Where is the sugar? Did I leave it at the store? Damn. Wolfsbane it is.
There you go, Johnny. Steve, your third of three haiku.
That's not the worst thing to ever happen in Chinatown incest.
That one was hot.
It's not the worst.
You know, like in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got where you were. All
right. Wait, is incest worse than death? That's a question for another time. What's our next show?
On Stab After Hours.
Yeah. Stab After Dark. Jesse Jones, bring us home.
My third is titled Worked as Advertised. To be fair, the tea did cure her bruises. pain, and other conditions.
Very good. That was the topical haiku challenge. I enjoyed it a lot. That brings us to our next segment. You guys, the tea here is fine.
Yeah, don't let that reflect on Art's tea.
The tea here.
It's delicious and flavorful.
This next segment, it's kind of a newer segment called Please Explain. Please explain the following things to me while pretending I'm the following thing, Johnny Taylor. Please explain soul music to me. I'm a ginger Ku Klux Klanman. Please explain soul music to me. I'm a ginger Ku Klux Klanman.
Well, John.
I'm not really everyone, just for the prompt.
Right. I mean. Well, John. I don't know how familiar you are with soul music, but I think you'd really like it. You don't just listen to the music. You actually feel it. Before you start getting into it, though, let me explain a few things. First off, you have to have an open mind. The majority of the people singing and playing this music are people you might be irrationally afraid of. Now, I'm not talking about people with jobs or that smell good. I'm talking about black people. Wait, John, come back.
Very good, Johnny Taylor. Was that it?
That's it.
That got weird. Okay, I felt weird putting myself in that character. Okay, very good.
You wear it well.
Thank you. Stephen Ferris, please explain websites to me. I'm an Amish toddler.
Okay, so website, you know what a spider is, right? And you know how they make webs. How? Well, no, I mean, you know that they make webs. So look over here in the corner. See the web? Look how big it is. Whoa. Now, see how there's these bugs tangled up in here? There's one here, all in different places. And the spider can go anywhere in the web and visit a bug. So let's call each bug a location or a site, okay? Now imagine that there's a giant spider web that covers the whole world, and it's made out of metal like aluminum or copper or glass fibers. And you're the spider. But you don't have to go anywhere. All you need is a machine connected to the web, right? And the bugs go into the machine like water through a pipe, kind of. You know, and then you can see the bugs on the machine when they get there. well, I guess that's actually more accurate than I meant, but. Yes, they used black widow silk to make gun sights in World War II. Wait, how did you know that? You found it online.
Very good, Steve. You're going to make a great father. Somebody have a child with this guy. Jesse Jones, please explain bronies to me. I'm a 7-year-old girl who loves My Little Ponies more than anything. What's a brony?
Holy fuck shit, you're down with F-Sim? Oh, hey, wait, don't scream. Come back, little girl. I got stickers if you want some. Wait, no, that doesn't sound good either. Look, I'm just like you. I love the stories of friendship, individuality, and togetherness just like you do. The only difference is I'm in my mid-30s and I want to fuck the ponies. No. No, I mean not the ponies, not really. Not like I want to have sex with horses, but with like other fans dressed as their favorite characters. Look, I got a lot of fan art. Like, well, that you really shouldn't see. I write a lot of fan fiction that you really probably shouldn't read. Okay, you know what? None of this is helping. And I probably shouldn't be trying to explain it to you either. And if I remember correctly, I didn't even ask if you were a cop. And I really think I should just go. So I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go. Your Pinkie Pie backpack is awesome.
Very good. That was Explain It to Me. Explain It. Which brings us to our next segment called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an erotic poem. Did we skip over something?
No, this is the last segment.
It is. This is the last segment. Write an erotic poem about it. Johnny Taylor, please have written an erotic poem about an ice cream parlor. Steve Ferris, you've written a poem about compression socks. And Jesse Jones, please have written an erotic poem about an electric fly swatter. We're going to start with Johnny Taylor and his erotic poem about an ice cream parlor.
Okay. I call this one Leather Bees. Hot boy stationed behind the counter. Me in line, ready to pounce. So ready for a strange encounter. They're selling chocolate by the ounce. An inability to control my nature. I lick my lips as they scoop it out. This ice cream parlor legislature. If they don't fuck me soon, I'm sure to pout. The tall one bends over to grab a carton. His gorgeous back faces me. All buff and chiseled like a Spartan. I can only imagine his banana tree. I ordered a chocolate double-decker, becoming erect as I watched them work. Imagining his enormous pecker, I fell in love with the soda jerk.
Very good, Johnny Taylor.
Listen, that turned me on.
Making it hot and cold.
And I'm not all the gay. Same time.
Very, very good, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. Stephen Ferris, let's hear your erotic poem about compression socks.
Okay. I can't wait to get home after the show. For all alone, I can make my face glow. All right. All right. I'll look for a sock, which I will find. And use it to put like I would have been fine if Johnny hadn't started laughing. And use it to put my cock in a bind. No ordinary sock, I must confess. But its function is simple, to compress. With a gentle caress, I'll take my own reins. My compression-socked penis has invisible veins. One sock, one use, decimating my pain. I won't use it again, though, because of the stain.
Very good, Steve Ferris. Oh, my God. Aren't you glad you stayed? All right. Jesse Jones, end the show. Let's hear an erotic poem about an electric fly swatter.
It's one last edit. Can't keep writing once I've read.
All right. I am not a fly, but you can make my eyes bug out. Slap you against my thigh. My neighbors hear me scream and shout. Is this safe? I don't know. I don't care. What's that smell? That's just burning pubic hair. You light up my lap with but just a tap. When we're done, I'll need a nap. My love for you will never fizzle, especially when I coach you with my jizzle. And just kick up my feet and watch it sizzle.
Oh my God. All right, that was Stab.
Wow.
One more time for everyone you saw tonight. Johnny Taylor, right there. Stephen Ferris. Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming out. If you'd like to hear more Stab, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being Stab for Gold. Stab, the number 4gold.com, or YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes. Subscribe to our show. Give it a rating. Do whatever you'd like to do. Thank you guys for coming out. One more time for your contestants. One more time for everyone you've seen tonight. All right, guys. Have a good night. Thank you.